With me today is Art Ferguson. And Art, I guess the first question that comes to mind for me to you is, now that you guys that are fishing the bass and FLW trails are all millionaires, what else do you have to do other than just spend money?
Man, that's about it. You know, we're all set up. We're ready to go. And just, you know, in our off time, we just sit around and eat bonbons, I guess. Yeah.
Well, you know, in reality, we're kind of kidding a little bit, but in reality, it's pretty tough business out there making a living in the bass fishing business. And, you know, the fans who see our sport, they see the top-notch guys doing pretty well. But as a general rule, it's not that way, is it?
No. You know, I'm not one of the big names out there in the sport. I'm a trying guy and have been at it for a lot of years. And, you know, I consider myself successful in the sport. And there's ways to make a living out here. You know, you can't make any excuses. It's all up to each individual and how they handle themselves. And, you know, but it is tough, and it's not all the glamour and all that people see and hear on these radio shows and see on TV. There's a lot of work behind it, and a lot of us really are struggling, you know. I'm making a good living at it, and I'm thankful for that.
Almost sometimes people think of it being sour grapes, or, you know, the people whining, or, you know, people complaining about maybe the payouts aren't what they should be, or whatever. But in reality, you're trying to make a living at a sport that you love. It's your passion. And you're really trying to look for the economic impact for your families and those kind of things as well.
Yeah, that's true. The great thing about fishing is it's a very, very large industry that, you know, people are making a living doing so many different things that all go right back to the heart of loving to fish. And, you know, I'm right in the process of thinking real close to starting up a small little lure company, something to offset some money there and hopefully get successful in that type of business. It's something that's been on my heart for a while, and guiding for a living on the times where I'm not on the tournament trails and fishing smaller tournaments, fishing the Everstarts and the Bass Northerns this summer, just trying to keep up with the cost of this sport. And, you know, you have an off season like I did. Didn't do real well on the Bass Tour. Had a decent year on the FLWs, but it costs a lot of money to be out there.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Just with entry fees alone, you're talking about a bunch of money. And if you're fishing both trails as you do,
it
even gets more economically straining. And, you know, I think a lot of people recognize the fact that when you really hit one, you know, you hit some pretty good money. You know, the $100,000 checks are there. You know, the $500,000 at the FLW and the Bassmaster Classic, all those things are there now. But you got to hit the big lick to get it.
Yeah, I was just looking, you know, the last FLW at Potomac there. Clark Wendland had a terrible year, ends up winning $100,000 on the last tournament and can make a living off of that. And Mike Anelli, you know, he had a poor season on the FLW Tour, comes back, wins that one, he's sitting on top of the money chart. So, but that's only a few guys out of all of us every year. That's why you have to be out there doing something else with your career, promoting yourself, doing whatever you can in the sport, stay in there while the getting gets a little tough.
Well, you know, you've had great success. I mean, you've been to Bassmaster Classic numerous times. You've won events on the tour. You know, you've done all the things that you need to do to be successful. Plus, you're kind of got the, I think it's an advantage. You know, you're a Michigan kid by birth, but in reality, you go to Florida half the year. So you get that wide variety of different places to fish, different things to do, and it might help you. I mean, as you look at this thing, you're going to have a breadth and depth that maybe some other anglers don't have.
Yeah, I've been at it for a while, Terry. Known you for a lot of years through it all. It's been great. I think I've been fishing professionally full-time for 15 years now, and a lot of people probably don't know that, but it's there's an advantage of time on the water, you know, just being out there and having that experience. And I've been real blessed with being able to fish both Michigan and Florida waters. They're similar in a lot of ways, but they're just so much different, especially with the smallmouth and largemouth. But it's really helped my career. And you know, I just want to be able to pass that on to generations to come. The older I get, the more experience I get, you know, the more my heart goes towards wanting to help others and teach people how to fish. And now that I've just started a family here, just married a wonderful woman, Lori from Canada, and she has three children that moved here with me, and another one that stayed over in Canada. And one of them is a 13-year-old boy, Justin. And, man, it's just awesome getting out there and teaching him. He was a novice fisherman here, and he's already what I would consider at an intermediate stage just by spending a little bit of time with me, and that is so cool.
Yeah, it's got to make you feel good, you know, and that's really what our sport's about. You know, a lot of people talk about getting youth into the sport, but in reality, when action follows that, it usually is waning. You know, I know everybody has the same aspirations of trying to get youth and young people involved in our sport, but in reality, you can do it at the individual level probably much better.
Yeah, yeah, and And, you know, that's something that I do guiding out here on St. Clair and stuff is personal one-on-one opportunity to take people out, young and old, and just teach them a little bit more than what they didn't know before. And it's such a reward to that. And it was so cool. Yesterday I just had Justin out for a little bit with one of his buddies. And we didn't do that well. Went up on some strange water I've never been to before. But it was just cool watching him trying to teach his friend little thing that he's learned already through fishing. And I just sat back and thought, man, this is really what it's all about.
Well, you know, the fishing part is not as much fun as the catching part. And I think a lot of people go wrong when they take a young man out and they cast all day and they don't catch anything, or a young lady and they don't catch anything, you know. And I'm a firm believer, if you get these kids actively involved, get them in a position where they can actually catch something,
Yeah. Boy,
it really turns their mind around to what, you know, what's fun and what it's all about. And the youth in our sport right now, the young anglers, the young pro anglers like yourself, you know, you're the ones that can make that happen.
It's a great opportunity. I look back at my career, and it's a real positive thing in my life. I'm very, very thankful for it. Saying taking on a family now, it's given me more of a perspective, being single your whole life and not having as much opportunity to be with the youth that I do right now. Now I'm an instant family, and it's really opened my eyes to a lot of things as far as what I need to be doing towards especially helping the youth.
Well, you know, you find out what's important. You know, I know Mark Menendez, we just had him on the show recently, and, you know, he just went through spinal meningitis. And,
yeah.
You know, you really get a true perspective about what's important. We think that being time in the boat and winning tournaments and all that kind of stuff's important. But in reality, it's family and the things that you mentioned.
Yeah, it is. And you know that.
Well, you know, Art, I guess the bottom line comes down to it. You got great sponsors and stuff. But when you look at our sport, you know, we talk about how big it is and the fact that it's growing every day and the involvement with Bass Fan and ESPN, a lot of the other things that are going on, FLW Outdoors. But when you look at it, you know, the money comes from a very small group of people, and it's hard to get that money.
But, you know, the world is here. It's for everybody. There's opportunities out there that are endless. And for me, it works through prayer, just asking God what's open for me. And I see things that I didn't have desires in my heart to do a couple of years ago. Now I do. And, you know, I see a positive outlook on possible small little changes in my career, you know, if I do get into to lure making, stuff like that. To it's really endless. I mean, we look too much to the industry themselves. And there's so much out of the industry opportunity out there for us if we'll just pursue it and look for that. And I'm right in that season of my life where I'm looking to, you know, I'm not looking to be a superhero in the sport. I'm just looking to make a comfortable living to where I can help others, and even through lure making, if it helps people catch fish and that brings joy to their hearts, that, you know, what more can I ask for?
Well, Art, as you mentioned, we've known each other a long, long time, way back to just fishing weekend events.
I didn't have that attitude.
No, you know, the times change, though. The times change. And yeah. You know, we all change. We mature. We get bigger. We get stronger. We get faster. We get older. And what happens is that maturity really adds some wonderful things to our life, and there's no doubt about it. I have no question in my mind you're going to be a success wherever you go.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you being with us. I hope we shed some light to the folks out there that they, you know, might know a little bit more about the school of hard knocks and what you have to go through, but it's all hard work, and it pays off if you work hard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's not all fishing. You know, there's a lot more behind the picture, and fishing is the thing we're all desiring to do, and catching those fish is what got us all into it to start with. But there's a lot more to it. But part of that fun is still catching them fish. We got to get out there and do that.
Yeah, it's all about the green guys. Art, thanks for being with us. And I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.